The presence of the Lord is so strong here today, and we need to take it with us. And I want to begin today by talking to you about a TV commercial. It was called, Honey Nut Cheerios commercial. Any of you remember Honey Nut Cheerios? They still have Honey Nut Cheerios, probably. Well, there was this lady. She worked in the factory where they made Honey Nut Cheerios. And she had, she had this blue hairnet. I tried to find a picture of her so I could put it up there, but I couldn't find one. She had this blue hairnet on, and she'd been working all day, and they were interviewing her. She said, I'm just like every other working mom, and sometimes after work, I have to go to the grocery store. I have to do errands. I have to go to the grocery store. So I do. I run my errands. And I go to the grocery store, and I just go up one aisle and down the other. And then while I'm on those aisles, I see people, and they're going. To them, it smells like bread baking or cookies baking. And she said, sometimes I'll just put them out of their misery and go over there and say, you smell me. Because I smell like the environment that I have been in. I smell like the Honey Nut Cheerios because I've been in that environment. Do we smell like God because we have been in His environment? Do we put off that residue, put off that fragrance like she did for the Honey Nut Cheerios? So that is what we're going to be talking about today. And I'm going to try not to get real excited because I already know all this. I've been in the Word. I've been with God. And so I get excited. And so sometimes I get ahead of myself. I know you find that hard to believe. But you will smell like the environment you've been in. You will talk like the environment you've been in. You will act like the environment you've been in. You will think like the environment you've been in, which means to show you, you have to be careful of the environment you're in. We need to have the aroma of God on us so that people will say, where have you been? When you go to work tomorrow, people should be able to say, where have you been? There's something different about you today. There's a peace about you. There's a presence about you. You smell different. You act different. You talk different. Where have you been? And that gives you the opportunity to give the witness for the Lord. But I want this building here, I want it to be so full of the presence of God and the aroma of God that it goes out that door. I want it to be such a presence of God that it draws people here, and they don't even know why they're here. One night, it's been a couple months ago now, we did have a gentleman that came to prayer that just came in here because he didn't know what he was drawing here. But he found out what was drawing him here, but he didn't know it at the time. And so when we have the presence of God in this building, it won't be because we have an awesome worship team. It won't be because we have awesome people. Well, it might be some of the people, but it won't be the people. It'll be the presence of God that draws them. We have exceptional preachers here. We have an exceptional leadership team. But it won't be them because you know what? They'll fail you. They will make mistakes and they fail you, but the presence of God does not fail. And that's what we need here. They will say, I don't know why I came today. Well, I did have one lady say that she didn't know why she came today, but she thought, it was the Lord bringing her here. Okay, we put all our ideas and agendas aside, and we just want what God wants. When they come in and sit down, they will say, there's something about these people at TGP, and it's the presence of God. It's a presence like I have never felt before. It's a presence that I want. But you know what? As wonderful as worship was this morning, it will die down. You are the one that has to keep it fueled up. You are the one that has to spend time in presence with the Lord. Have you ever come to church and hug people, and then when you go away, you smell like those people? Sometimes that's good, sometimes it's not. But anyway, you smell like those people. But that will fade away. That's why even the presence of the Lord, because life gets in the way. Life gets on you when you go out there. So you are the one that has to continue. Press into God. Press into God. And it's not laborsome. He says that his yoke is easy and his burden's light. It is not laborsome. The only way this will happen is when you spend time with him. When you become intimate with him. The word intimate means a close, familiar, and usually affectionate or loving personal relationship with another person or group. That's what intimate means. You have to get intimate with him. You have to want to be with him. You have to put other things aside because you want him. You want to be with him. He's the most important thing in your life. And when you do that, then it will all come to be. Now we're going to pray because you know sometimes when we have meet and greet, your minds go this way. We want to roll them back in. We want to lasso them and bring them back in so our focus is on the Lord. Father, I pray that TGP will have the residue of your presence on them and we will never, ever be the same again. Lord, we are glad that everyone is here, but they are not the important ones. You are the one we want to fellowship with. Your presence is what we want. We want to smell like you when we leave here. We want to smell like you 24/7. We want to talk like you. We want to act like you. We want to be like you. The only way we can do that is to be in your presence, to be intimate with you in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. And you know what that means? So be it. So the prayer I prayed, you just agreed to it for you to have that in your life. And that's what amen means. And we need to press into that. And I want to tell you, well, I'm not going to apologize. I'll just tell you. Some of the scriptures won't be up there because I didn't get them done. So how do you like that? But anyway, you know one thing I've learned? When you use your iPad, your iPhone, or any other kind of something or other to read the word, you forget where the books of the Bible are. You forget, you think like this, because it's just like phone numbers. I used to know people's phone numbers, and I use the phone so much, I don't hardly know my own phone number. So you have to get in the habit of reading the word from the paper, where you have to look for it and where you know it. But in Psalms 27, 1 through 4, I think this one will be there. The Lord, now this is David. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? And he's your light, and he's your salvation. The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and foes, it is they who stumble and fall. Now, these are scriptures, boy, you can hang on to. You can hang on to these because they're real today. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war arise against me, yet I will be confident. One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Now in verse 1, it's in his presence of God that we find strength and hope. So that tells me that when you get into fellowship with God every day, that you have that strength, you find strength and you find hope. Now if you're lacking strength or lacking hope, what's that tell you? You need to be with God. That's what it tells you. In verse 2 and 3, it is in God's presence that our enemies lose their power over us. Have you ever tried to fight your enemies by yourself? Does anybody have any success? But when you turn it over to God, you have success. Blaine, you have success. He will fight your battles, just like that red flag that went up here. He will fight your battles if you get behind him and not get in front of him. Because if you get in front of him, you don't know what he's saying. You don't know what he's doing. But when you get behind him and follow that, he fights your battles. And in verse 4, the writer expresses his desire to dwell in the house of the Lord, to gaze upon God's beauty and be in his presence in the temple. You know what is so wonderful about that verse? We are the temple. We are the temple. God dwells within us, and we can gaze up on God's beauty anytime. We are the temple, and we need to take care of that temple. We need to prepare a place for him to live, and he's not just somebody who's going to live any old way. We need to prepare that temple for him because he is there, and we gaze up on it and the beauty of it. And you know, in the Old Testament, the presence of God was primarily within the temple. Can you imagine that the only time you could feel God was when you went to come to church? Wouldn't that be a boring life? And it'd be a tough life, too. But today, we are the temple, and when his presence through the Holy Spirit dwells in us, we now have access to him 24/7. We have access to him. And actually, he longs to be with you more than you long to be with him. God sent his son so that we could be with him. And he longs to be with us more than we long to be with him. In Acts 2, 1 through 4, and this is English Standard. I don't know, I may not have gave that to him, but I'll give you a few minutes to find that in your Bible, even your electronic device. But when the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place, and suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind. You know, I think that's still possible today. I still think the Holy Spirit can come in here and sweep like a wind. And actually, I would love to see it. I long to see the Holy Spirit come in and just like a wind. I'll go a little sidebar here. I went to a service years ago in Michigan. Do you guys know who Clem Clement is or was? Wonderful man of God. And he had this guy that played a bass guitar. And we were in praise and worship. You could literally hear the angel's wings coming down the aisle. You could literally hear that flapping, that wind of angel's wings coming down the aisles. It was so much that you didn't want to move. The presence of God was so strong that you didn't want to move. And you know, like last week when we talked about holy, 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 and the angels do that 24/7, okay, wouldn't that, and we can still have that here. We can still have the presence of God so strong here that you can hear it. You can feel it and you can hear it. But it's going to take us to get into the presence of God to bring that presence here. Okay, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. It's going to fill the entire house of TGP. And divided tongues as a fire appeared up to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. They had been in his presence. There was an aroma of a fragrance on them that the people noticed. There was something different about them. There was something different about them. In Acts 4:13, it says, "Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated, common men, they were astonished, and they recognized that they had been with Jesus." They recognized that fragrance of God. They recognized the fragrance of the Holy Spirit. They recognized those men were different. They walked different. They talked different. They had a boldness about them because they had been in the presence with the Lord up there in the upper room. And the upper room, it was a determined men and women. I don't know if it's any women there, but it was a determined of them to be there and to stay there until they received the power that Jesus had told them they would receive. They had to stay there. They had to put everything aside. They had to stay there till they received what he told them that they would receive. Now, they were something about them because they knew the men. You go to work tomorrow and those people say, "I know that person, but boy, they're different today than they were last week. They're different today. There's something about them. There's something about them that they have been somewhere or done something." And they might come up to you and say, "What is different about you? What is it?" Okay, there was something different about those boys. They had been in the upper room, and they were doing the things that they had never done before. Now, they had been with Jesus for 3 years, but there was something different about them today. There was something different. He had a different view. They had different aurora about them. There was something different about them. And people were getting saved. People were getting healed. And they were being set free. Remember the sermons? There were 5,000 one day, 3,000 another day that got saved. Okay, they had to have that fragrance. There had to be Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit drawing those people that because they couldn't do it on their own. They had tried before, but they had to come and be there. And the presence of the Lord was so strong on them. Okay, we can have that same presence of the Lord today. Now, when I say all this, I don't want you to be so weird that people run the other way when they see you come, and I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the presence of the Lord so strong on you that there's a peace about you. There's something about you that they want to be near you, and then you have to be prepared, and you have to have the word in you that you can give them the word when they come to you. And even as great as it was, it didn't take them long to revert back to the way things were. Not the disciples, but the people that got saved. Remember then a few things ago, we were talking about the Bible, over to your right, if you want to flip it like that, when Paul had to write to the epistles, the churches in Corinthians and Galatians and all that, because they had things in their life that wasn't pleasing to the Lord. And so Paul was a very anointed man, and he had that aurora about him. He had that fragrance about him. Well, I want to tell you another story that I heard. This lady was going to a conference, and a lady picked her up at the airport and took her to her hotel, and she was exhausted. I mean, she'd been working and studying, and she was exhausted, and she was excited to go to bed at 8 p.m. Sometimes that is exciting. About 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, she was jolted out of bed, waking up just like that, out of bed. There was a train that was roaring right by her window, and the engineer laid on the horn the whole time it went by. And it was a long train. And when she got up and looked out the window, the train was literally right there, and she could hear that. She tried to go back to sleep, but you know how that is once you get woke up like that. She had an early pickup for that to go to the conference that day. So she just got up, got dressed, and the lady picked her up, and she got in the car, and she didn't say anything. And so the lady took her back to the hotel that night, and she thought, I can get a good night's sleep tonight, because surely that's not going to happen 2 nights in a row. Guess what? Happened 2 nights in a row. And so the train went by, and this time she couldn't go back to sleep. And when she got into the car the next morning to go to the conference, she said to the lady, did you know that there was a train that goes right by that window about 3 o'clock every day, every morning? The lady was completely horrified and embarrassed and regret. She just came over her face. She was speechless. She couldn't think, and she said, oh, I am so sorry. I didn't even think about the train that goes by. She said, those of us who live in this community have grown so used to the sound of the train that it doesn't even occur to us when it's passing through anymore. We get so used to the presence of God sometimes that we don't recognize it. We get so used to the presence of God that we take it for granted, that we don't give him the honor that he should, that we don't spend the time that we should, because sometimes we think, oh, he'll be there later. Sometimes we think, oh, I'll do that later. And we think that we don't recognize the presence of the Lord because we come so used to having it. We become complacent to the presence of God, that we come to church, we go through the motions, we check it off our list, we remain the same. But the presence of God is to change us. Change me. Give me wisdom, God. Change my heart. Change my desires. Let my desires be your desires. Let my agenda be your agenda. Don't let me put this off and take your presence for granted because I have the ability. I have I have it that I can go anytime. I can come to church here every Sunday. I can feel the presence of the Lord. I don't want to take you for granted, God. I want to be able to go to you every day because you need to be changed every day. Every day you need to grow closer to the Lord. Every day you need something pulled off of you so that you can go into the presence of the Lord. And I will tell you, you never arrive. You never arrive. Because about the time you think you've got it, he's going to show you something else you need to take off. But we need to press into him. If we want to see the things of Acts, which Acts has not died, Acts is still going on. If we want to see those things, we have got to start pushing into him. We have got to start getting into his presence. We have got to have his aroma on us. And we have got to do these things that he is asking us to do, he's commanding us to do, in order that we see these things. And you know, the world isn't getting any brighter. It's getting darker. But we are the light of the world. We are the light of the world. We need to take it out there, and we need to give it to him. And I just pray that you get so hungry for the Lord, you get so hungry for his presence, that there's nothing that will stop you from getting in your presence. Church is a time to press into him and allow him to fight your battles. Has anybody ever tried to fight their battles themselves? Was anybody successful? Sometimes we think we have a better idea. Sometimes we get impatient. Anybody impatient? I wanted it yesterday, and I always say, God's not on my time schedule. But I do know that when I wait on him, his way is better. He takes care of the situation where I would have just messed it up. But he takes care of that situation. So as a church comes into being, I'm going to read you one last scripture here. Two scriptures. Acts 5, 14 through 16. And more than ever, believers were added to the Lord. Multitudes of both men and women. Now, how were they added to the Lord? Because they had been in the disciples had been in the presence of the Lord. The Holy Spirit had come. So that even carried out a sick man into the streets and laid them on the cots and mats. That as Peter came by, at least his shadow might fall on some of them. Now, Peter couldn't do that himself. Just his shadow wouldn't have done it. His shadow was the presence of God. His shadow was the aroma of God that went over those people and they were healed. I don't know if you've ever heard, sometimes they have like a piece of cloth that people, they call them Paul's cloth. They anoint that cloth and then you take that cloth to whoever you want healed or, you know, whatever the situation is. And that anointing goes with that cloth. But it's not really Paul today, it's us. When we anoint that cloth, it is the aroma of God. It's the aroma that we've been in. It's the presence of God that we've been in, that we're transferring it to that piece of cloth, that you can take it and you will, and they will be delivered. They will be healed. The people also gathered from towns around Jerusalem, bringing the sick and those afflicted with unclean spirits, and they were all healed. But you see, it wasn't them. It was because they had been in the presence of God. Sometimes we come to church on Sunday and we leave, and we may not even touch our Bible or pray until Wednesday when we come back, if they come on Wednesday, or maybe not till the next Sunday. And what the Lord is saying is we need the aroma of God on us every day, 24/7. We need that residue of the Spirit where we have been dwelling with him, where we've been fellowshipping with him, where we've been praying, we've been reading the Word. We can have that same residue if we do it God's way and not our way. But just like the disciples, when they went into the upper room and they came out with a residue, with an aroma of the Holy Spirit, because the people that were outside there, they knew who they were. But they recognized there was something different about them. They recognized that they had been with the Lord. And that is what God wants us to do. He wants us to have the aroma. He wants us not just to come to church and worship with the worship team, where they're great. He wants us to get that residue of God on us and take that residue out. Take that feeling out. Take that spirit out. Witness to people. Allow them to get close to you and let them smell the presence of the Lord. Let them taste and see that God is good. Let them see in your life that God is good and He is faithful. And so we need more and more to spend time with God. We need that residue. And the only way that we are going to get that residue on you is if you commit today. Commit today that you will spend time with the Lord and you will see yourself change. You will see your environment change. You will see the people around you change. You will see prayers answered. You will see people healed. You will see them delivered. But we are the ones that have to go forth. We are the ones that have to do that and spend that aroma, that time with God, so the aroma and that residue can get on us. And I know that sometimes when you're out in the world, literally out in the world, the residues that get on you are not that good. But I believe, and you can disagree if you want to, but it doesn't change the fact that if you have the presence of God on you, when that residue tries to get on you, it will be knocked off. As long as you have the armor of God on, as long as you have the residue of God on, that aroma, that thing from the world that tries to get on you will be knocked off. And that's what we need, because the world is full of the residues that we do not want. It is full of that residue that we do not want. And we need to remember the red flag that Jesus goes before us and fights our battles. We need to press into that. We need to go to that. We need to lean into that so that He fights our battles. He may even fight battles right now that you're not even aware are coming your way. But He's aware, and He will fight those battles. And I just pray that today that we have a deeper longing, a deeper meaning, a deeper understanding of the aroma of God. I pray that it don't just be Sunday morning when we just worship and then go home and forget about it. I pray that this building is so full of the presence of God and the aroma of God that it goes out those doors and they notice it in the parking lot. I believe we could even have a cloud out there. A cloud of the presence of the Lord that people say, where on earth did that cloud come from? And they follow that cloud. But you know, if we don't press into it, it's not going to happen. We are the ones that have to press into it. We are the ones that have to do it. So the altar is open if you want to come and just renew. You know, sometimes in relationships, you have to renew that friendship. Marriages have to be renewed a lot of times. And you have to make that effort to go in and have that renewed. And I just pray that you renew your relationship with Him this morning. Don't wait till this afternoon. Renew it right now that your relationship will be a stronger, that you will have an aroma, that people will notice a difference about you, and they're going to ask you, where have you been? What have you been doing? How come you get the blessings? How come God always supplies your need? How come you don't have a lot of problems in your life? How come you walk in health? How come you do all this? And you can say, it's just the presence of the Lord. It's the environment that I have been in. It's not only at TGP, it's at my house. Jesus is Lord over my house. Jesus is Lord over TGP. Jesus is Lord over Marion and over every other place that you go, because you carry the residue. You carry the presence of God with you. And so we need to be in that place. But it's not going to be, you know, sometimes we think God's like a microwave, presto, change-o, here you go. Abracadabra, anybody old enough know abracadabra? Hocus pocus, diamond ocus, you know all those? That's not Him. But sometimes that's what we want Him to be. We want Him to be the magic trick that we don't have to do anything and he just goes like this and it's done. He can do that, but you're going to have a deeper relationship with him when you do your part. You're going to draw closer to him. You draw near to him, he draws near to you. When you go one step, he'll take two. He will come to you. He will bring people in your life for the situation you need answered. He will be there. He's a man who cannot lie. He is a person that is faithful. Every promise in the book is yours. And all of his promises are yes and in him, amen. And he's faithful. But we have to put forth that effort. Have you ever tried to be in a relationship with somebody who didn't want to be in a relationship with you? Doesn't work, does it? That doesn't only mean, you know, a romantic relationship. It can be just even friendship. It can be even a church. It can be a lot of things. And sometimes that's the way we treat God, because he wants us. He wants to be with us. And sometimes we are so busy with other things that we push him aside. So the altar's open for you to come and you to renew your relationship with him, that you will draw closer to him, that you will do what he wants you to do, and that you will be what he wants you to be. So Minister Linda is going to come and launch us out and pray. But the altar is open. If you need prayer, if there's a situation or you need prayer, there's a lot of people here that can pray the prayer of faith with you. Not for you, but they will pray the prayer of faith with you. And the Lord will answer those prayers. So I just pray that you get a hunger. You know, sometimes you get a hunger for Tim Hortons coffee or Starbucks coffee or a donut or something. And you think, if I can't have that, you know, I don't know if I'm going to survive. We need to get that same kind of hunger for God. We need to have that hunger that we're willing to do whatever it takes to get to where he is and where he is and where his presence is, so it can come to us. So as Minister Linda comes, I hope that you, the word lies in your heart. I hope it takes root. I hope it grows. I hope you get so hungry. You know, there's a dog commercial that I think bacon, bacon, gotta have my bacon. And that dog just knocks down everything to get to that bacon. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we did that with the Lord? I just got to get to the Lord. I've just got to spend time with him. I just got to have his presence. There is nothing that's going to keep me from his presence. And I pray that that gets a hunger in your heart today, that you are just like that dog after the bacon strips, that there is, he knocks everything down, gets them out of his way. I just hope that you get that same desire in your heart for the Lord. Because I'll tell you one thing, he's a lot better than bacon strips.